Sure. Tell you what.
Either a hunting story or a fishing story. Can you tell me one?
Yeah, that's a good one. Last time I went a fishing, all the other boys caught a pile of fish except me, and I didn't catch a one.
Well, how about a good story where you're the hero?
I don't know. No, I tell you the truth, I ain't been hunting in so long, I don't know what kind of story to tell you.
Well, how about telling me about the first time you went hunting?
I don't remember the first time I went hunting.
Well, I need to hear you talk for about 3 minutes. Should I ask you about Governor Maddox? What do you think of Governor Maddox?
Well, I guess he's all right. He's right in a lot of things, and a lot of things he ain't right in.
Well, what do you think he's not right in?
Well, he's not right in wanting a whole lot more money for the state to have to pay, but he's right in a lot of ways about the way the state ought to go, especially in this year's school to do.
Uh-huh. You think that he speaks for you what you believe in?
Yeah, I know he does with the school thing, but when you get down to wanting more money, well, that's a different question. I think he wants a little more money than they ought to get out of the people, because truth, the people have to pay enough taxes now.
You don't think that new 1 cent tax would be any good?
No, it ain't gonna be no good. People have to pay enough tax now, and the person that has to pay that the most of that tax is the fellow that's is the less able to pay tax.
Uh-huh. What do you think about this business of wanting to be elected again or putting his wife up for governor?
Well, I don't approve of it much, because George Wallace did do it, but I don't approve of that very much. If a man can't win it himself, I think he ought to give it up and let somebody else have it.
What do you think about Wallace?
Well, I hope he runs. If he runs for president, I'm going to vote for him.
Uh-huh. Do you think he stands up for
things? I think he's got a good chance of winning, too.
Uh-huh. Does he stand up for things that you like?
Yeah, he does.
What do you think of Nixon?
Well, Nixon's all right, but I don't, in some ways, but he hadn't done nothing he said he was going to do before he got elected.
Uh-huh. What did he say that you don't think he did?
Well, there's a lot of things he said that he was going to do that he hadn't done. He hadn't helped inflation a bit, and a lot of things that he's promised to do that he hasn't done. Some of them said he had to just give him time, but the devil, if a man had a whole year and hadn't had time to do something other, he ain't going to never have time.
What do you think about the thing in Vietnam?
Well, I know what I think about it. I think we shouldn't have never been over there in the first place. They ain't never had no business to go over there.
Uh-huh. What do you think?
Them people wasn't bothering us over there.
What do you think we should do now?
Pull them all out and bring them home.
All at one time?
All at one time. Other people all get killed, if they mind to surrender and fight it out among themselves and have some kind of understanding, well, a lot of just be too bad for them. I don't think we had any business of carrying the first ball over there to start with.
Uh-huh. Do you know anybody who went over there?
Yeah, I know a lot of people who went over there.
From this area, did any boys go?
Huh?
From this area, did any boys go over to Vietnam?
Yeah. There's a lot of them went over there from around this area that got killed over there, too.
From down here?
Yeah.
Did they take colored boys and white boys, or just...
Yeah, they're taking colored boys and white boys. There's been some of the... Been two nigger boys got killed over there from right here in Gulf. And been two or three white boys right around here close got killed on the mountain. They kind of divide the thing up and send them over there. I don't know. They said